Country singer Shania Twain's 1995 album, The Woman in Me, sold more than 10 million copies, an amazing number for a genre dominated by men and in a general sales decline. That record pushed Twain to the forefront of country music. Now only Garth Brooks and Leanne Rimes are as popular. Twain's new album called Come On Over has just been released, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I don't need a string to tell me what to think. There ain't no missing link in my love life. It's all right. I ain't that uptight. No, I don't need a psychic.
Whenever I talk about country music here, I spend my time promoting the hardcore stuff. Old-fashioned country with a sharp twang and plaintive pedal steel guitar. As a reactionary in this area, I'm obliged to think that the vast majority of what is marketed as country music is little better than watered-down rock and roll. Yet I find myself liking the new Shania Twain CD a lot. This despite the fact that her stuff is the very definition of 90s country music, tidy and crisp, featuring melodies and instrumentation that would not at all be out of place on a middle-of-the-road rock record.
Life was going great, love was gonna have to wait. Was in no hurry, had no worries. Staying single was the plan, didn't need a steady man. I had it covered, till I discovered that love gets me every time. My heart changed my mind, and I called doggone and done it, gone and done it.
Shania Twain has won me, and more importantly, millions of more casual listeners, over on the strength of music making so adroitly calculated that it inspires not contempt, but admiration. Her album is generous by industry standards, over an hour of music where your usual country CD clocks in at about half of that. The 16, count 'em, 16 songs on Come On Over were all co-written by Twain and her husband, who also happens to be her producer, Robert Mutt Lang. Lang built his reputation in the 70s and 80s, producing irresistible hits for heavy metal boys like AC/DC and Def Leppard. Now Lang applies his talent to peppery post-feminist songs like this silly thing called Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
As a producer, Mutt Lang's method is to push Twain's voice way forward in the mix to achieve a startling intimacy and to articulate the melody via hard rock lead guitar lines. There are times when he and Twain abandon the pretense that they're making country music at all, as on this song called When.
If elephants could fly, I'd be a little more optimistic, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. I don't mean to sound so pessimistic, but I don't think that cow really jumped over the moon. When will I wake up? Why did we break up? When will we make up? When money grows on trees, people live in peace, everyone agrees. When
that sounds more like a good Blondie single from 20 years ago, or the best new song Celine Dion will never record. What Shania Twain and Mutt Lange are doing is crafting some of the catchiest music around. Twain makes the most of a rather thin voice of limited range by singing in a conversational tone. That's a standard pop song strategy, of course, but Twain is really good at it. In fact, she's really good at pulling off clever variations on all sorts of standard pop culture strategies. In her videos and album packaging, she plays up her curvy figure with a humorous, self-aware manner that keeps her from becoming the Pamela Lee of country. But in other ways, she's withheld herself from her public. Unlike every other country singer in history, she never toured to promote that 10 million-selling album. By waiting to tour until sometime next year, she's built up a tremendous amount of interest. Like everything else that Twain and her husband collaborator do, it's shrewd in a way that transcends cynicism to attain the promise of pleasure. Right now, Shania Twain is turning the middle of the road into the most intriguing place a country singer can be.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Shania Twain's CD, Come On Over.